All the articles you have come to love in Horse and Rider magazine are now available in this podcast, Horse and Rider on Audio. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Search Horse and Rider on Audio on your favorite podcast player, and you will never miss an article.
Four solutions for a horse that bites. Does your horse bite? Learn from an expert what causes this behavior, how to protect yourself from it, and how to train your horse away from biting. By Katherine Haupt, VMD, PhD. Though horses aren't fanged carnivores, they can inflict catastrophic bites with powerful jaws and teeth designed for tearing hardy vegetation. In the wild, horses use their teeth for survival in many ways, including fighting. By contrast, domestic horses must learn that using teeth to inflict harm is unacceptable. For horse owners, a biting horse is a liability, dangerous to you, other people, and other horses. Here, we'll look at how horses use their teeth, why they bite, how to keep yourself safe, and ways to change the behavior of a horse that bites. Biting in the wild. Horses living in the wild use their teeth for grazing, interacting within a herd, and dealing with outsiders and predators. Most biting is done by stallions, directed at other stallions to keep them from stealing mares. A herd stallion will try to chase any bachelor stallion away by biting at his rump. If the retreating stallion turns to fight, they'll both rear and bite at each other, aiming at withers and forelegs. Bachelor groups of males hone their skills by play fighting, which includes biting. Biting is generally offensive, whereas kicking is defensive. Though infection can ultimately lead to death, the initial bite wounds aren't usually fatal. A horse can kill with his teeth, though, as may be the case if he catches a coyote or other predator in a crushing bite. A stallion may kill a foal as well by grabbing it with his teeth and violently shaking it. It's not entirely clear why this happens, though the stallion may believe it's not his offspring. Mares are generally peaceful unless a resource, such as a salt lick or water hole, is scarce. Then they'll bite or threaten to bite to ensure their access to those resources. And the bigger the herd, the more likely the aggression. Many mares will also bite at all other horses right after giving birth to a foal. This is common maternal behavior that helps protect the newborn and ensure that it bonds with her rather than another horse. Other situations of wild horses using their teeth are mares scolding their foals with gentle nips, mutual grooming among all herd members, and mutual grooming between a stallion and a mare in heat as part of courtship. Biting in the barn. Domesticated horses use their teeth in much the same way that wild horses do for grazing and mutual grooming, if they live on pasture or in a group. Horses in a group will also use their teeth to enforce a hierarchy. Stallions are uncommon among domestic horses, which leaves geldings and mares to sort out who's dominant, and either sex can be dominant over the other. Some geldings don't realize they're geldings, however, and may still behave as a stallion would, even trying to mount mares or kill foals. It's up to stable owners or managers whether or not to board geldings and mares together, but in many cases, they're separated. Horses aren't fanged carnivores, but they can inflict catastrophic bites with their powerful jaws and teeth. To avoid mistakes, never encourage your horse to bite or nibble you. TerrenceEmerson/stock.adobe.com. Domestic horse hierarchy can involve nonlinear relationships. For example, horse A may be dominant over horse B, who's dominant over horse C, yet horse C is dominant over horse A. The larger the group, the more relationships need to be established, which can lead to more bite wounds. Disparities in size, age, breed, and past history play roles as well. Size can play a bigger role than sex, as there are examples of Shetland stallions being subordinate to Welsh-sized mares. Similar to mares in the wild, a domestic mare may attack a human or horse who approaches her foal in its first few days. That behavior usually goes away after the first week. Though this behavior is seen in mild form in most mares, only about 10% of mares will actually attack people trying to approach the foal. Those mares are probably more aggressive in general and not completely at ease in their environment. Safeguard yourself and others. Horses may bite humans in a variety of scenarios. Here are a few of them, along with ways to keep yourself and others safe. Guarding food. This is one of the most common situations in which horses bite humans. Food is a critical resource to them and an intense focal point, even when they're fed on a regular schedule. For that reason, a horse that's stirred up and eager to eat can target even the feeding person with aggression and a bite. Safeguard. When offering feed or a treat to a horse that bites or threatens to bite, stay on the opposite side of a fence or wall and give the feed through an opening or window. Many indoor stalls are designed to facilitate this with a feed window. If your horse is on pasture and can reach over or through a fence,